This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Josh Ridley, who is the CEO and founder of Willow. G'day, Josh. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Alan.
Now, Josh, I've been spending some time on your website and reading up on what the company does, but I confess I'm none the wiser, so perhaps you can explain to us what Willow does.
Well, Willow is a visionary digital twin, and I'll talk about a digital twin in a moment, but it's a technology company, and it's a business that's focused on the built environment, so the built world. And just as in the 90s, Windows helped us connect to laptops and the product of laptops became something usable for non-technical users, and just as the iPhone made phones smart, Willow, the technology, is focused on making buildings smart, intuitive, and interactive.
How is it doing that?
Well, the internet age for the industry that we call construction and the built environment, transport, didn't really change anything in the 2000s. People still work in paper and clipboards and pens, and we haven't seen a huge shift in like we have with other industries. The data that goes into a building and all the systems, it's pretty clunky and old. And so we've been able to connect using IoT, Internet of Things, and a pretty smart cloud platform. All of these devices and the static data, which is warranties and operations and maintenance manuals and data that's connected into, say, your lifts and your lights, which was just sitting in spreadsheets or even worse, in paper form. And we're bringing that all together into one platform that, like the internet has done for search, we're doing for buildings.
Right. And who are the customers?
Alan, most of our customers are owners of large-scale infrastructure and buildings. So we're focused very much on the large portfolio owners of commercial real estate. We're virtually in most sectors. We're in transport. So we work with big Australian real estate investment trusts. We're up in New York and Seattle working with Microsoft. We're soon to be working with some of the other large-scale corporate real estate companies that are technology-based in the US. So it's mostly owners of real estate. We also are very concerned and wanting users of real estate and buildings to become more connected to the building. So we're working with large-scale users of real estate, so occupiers, for example, the big technology companies, but also companies such as Telstra and large, I suppose, employers.
Okay, I'm getting a glimmer of understanding of what's going on. So what do they do with the data? So you collect all the data that's kind of comes out of a building into one place in a usable form. Is that putting it into oversimplistic language or not?
That's correct. The data that's needed to run a building is quite substantial. Yet, if you look at things such as the recent, Renfield disaster in London, or the press that's been around the Opal Tower, a lot of the information to run a building is very hard to find. So, for example, who installed the facade in the Grenfell Tower? Is it compliant? If I've got hundreds of buildings in my portfolio, how could I find who installed it, when it was installed? What is the cost of replacement? Today, that's in paper form. So we've digitized that and we've put it into a really intuitive interface that I call it the 7 and the 70-year-old test. A 70-year-old can find it and a 7-year-old can find it as well. So we're bringing buildings and infrastructure into the 21st century. So we're making it a much easier place for people to do business and for those users to interact with it.
So you seem to have two companies that you are running. There's one called Ridley, which is obviously your name, and the other is Willow. Ridley was started in 2011. Willow started in 2017, so not that long ago. What is Ridley a sister company? Does it do the same thing or something different?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We've actually soon to be announced, we're merging the two businesses into one business called Will Be Willow.
That was going to be my question. Yes. Why don't you merge them?
Yes. Ridley's the background of Ridley was that we saw an opportunity in the marketplace where there was a big shift, a big interest from owners to try and look at a better way of constructing buildings using new technologies. And I started that business in Gordon here in Sydney, in my now third child's bedroom in 2011, and worked with some very progressive owners in Australia here in Sydney and over in Western Australia, Perth, that wanted to reinvent the way in which design and construction was being done using new technologies. That led us to the Willow Twin, which is really the sort of the secret sauce of the business, where we got to the end of the process of construction on a building here in Sydney and a building in Melbourne with a company called Investor Property Group. And we saw that all this hard work that was going into putting all this information into a 3D format was about to get thrown to the rubbish bin, and we're going to go back to systems that were invented in 1985. So it was really that old saying, necessity is the mother of innovation, that allowed us to have the opportunity to innovate. And so then we looked at what we could do with all this live data and static data and warranties and people data and bring it all into one intuitive platform. So that was where Willow was born. So we've got quite a unique offering. We see that the world of property and infrastructure is so far behind other sectors in terms of technological shift, if you compare it to, say, media or, you know, even finance. And so there's a need for, you know, what IBM was so good at in the 50s and 60s to combine hardware, software and services. And so what we've done with Ridley and bringing Ridley and Willow together, we've got a service offering, which is hugely successful, that then connects into our technology, so cloud-based offering, and our apps, our consumer apps. So together, it's a solution that we're selling across the world.
Do you own 100% of the business?
No, I've got three other business partners. We haven't had to raise any capital yet. We've fully funded it ourselves. However, we're going out to market in actually right now to some strategic investors who are also customers to raise money to scale the business to capture the opportunity, particularly North America. Alan, it's amazing how much our business has taken off in the States over a relatively short period of time, and we'll be using the funds we raise to grow our business across the States. Also in Australia, the uptake of our platform in the rail sector, we've just signed BHP as a customer for our Willow Rail platform, which you know, was huge savings in the amount of maintenance costs and downtime. In fact, we're guaranteeing uptime for rail systems for big owners and taking the average from around about 92% to over 97% uptime, which for a big freight heavy haul system like BHP or Rio Tinto, that represents millions and millions of dollars of extra profit.
Well, in fact, the Willow Rail is a separate business, which seems to be in partnership with a company called Structon.
Yes. What we've done on that side of our business is we've decided to form a joint venture. So it's a wholly owned, effectively subsidiary of Willow. We brought in Structon because Structon have a 105-year history in the rail sector and about 15 years of algorithms and applying their maintenance platform in Europe, particularly, and more recently overseas. So we're able to leverage that background and apply our Willow Twin technology to a lot of the systems and processes that they had used. And similarly, not speaking out of school to Structon, because they're a great partner, that had to leverage some pretty old clunky systems from traditional-based technology companies. So the partnership between us and Structon has been hugely successful in a relatively short space of time. I actually often quote, you know, I said there's a need for speed in technology companies. Who wins there first? History tells you that you have the opportunity to not only create a new category, to become the category king. So our view on rail was, because it's such a big sector, lots of proprietary systems, difficult to enter, we want to find a strategic partner that's global, that can get us to market quickly. So we sold 50% of equity in that vertical to then get to the market fast, and it's seeming to be a good strategy at this stage.
Can you give us a sense of how big your business is? What's the revenue?
Today, as we're going into the financial year, we will hit about $20 million this year. We're growing substantially, and we're on target to become a significant player in this space if we play our cards right. We see a significant amount of annuity revenue on a customer base. So if you consider one building, most large-scale owners have more than, say, 50 or 60, and the big ones in the US and Europe have hundreds of buildings in their portfolio. They would be willing to, subject to providing value to their tenants and to their shareholders, you know, be willing to pay millions of dollars a year in annuity to our company to drive better shareholder returns for them.
So what do you charge?
It's an interesting model. We've tried to keep it very simple. So in rail, we look at a per kilometre fee, and sometimes there's a setup component to that, particularly when we're tackling a new sector. We charge a per kilometre fee, and then we look at sometimes taking a percentage of the upside in savings once we've defined the baseline. On the commercial real estate side, it's usually about $1 per square metre for the base platform. When it comes to services, it's on a per project basis, and some of the customers we're talking to, some of the pension funds in Canada, are looking at putting a fee basis across their portfolio. In Redmond, in Seattle, we've just won the contract for Microsoft's headquarters. They're undertaking probably their largest redevelopment in their history. There's 177 buildings up there in Redmond. There's a brand new 17 buildings. Microsoft has commissioned us as part of our services business initially and then onto our platform. So on that project, we're charging on a per building basis.
And you basically give them a sort of an interface, what would you call it, some sort of dashboard that allows them to control all of the data from all of the buildings.
We recently did a very interesting project in Germany, which is the ThyssenKrupp Innovations Tower. It's the tallest tower viewing deck, I should say, in Germany. It's in a place called Rottweil, and there's a interesting case study on that. So what you would do yesterday before the Willow Twin is that you would have a building, it's finished. They finished it 2 years ago now. And the minute it's finished, the paper comes out, the clipboards come out, and you have a group on site that's servicing your building. You might have visitors that are coming. In fact, they've had 100,000 visitors since they opened the building. But there's very little way of tracking age demographics. In the case of an emergency, it's pretty old school, the way that they deal with that, maintaining the building. So you've got people on site walking around with clipboards and pens. Maybe there's a database. The new world is that we can fully understand what's happening on that building from Sydney, Australia. We can log in and just say there's a air conditioning device that's broken or there's a complaint on level one of the building. And we simulated all this at the recent Microsoft Ignite conference. And we showed how, as a facilities manager or as an asset manager, you could start to see all the things that matter to you as an owner. So where is the warranty for that device? When's the warranty coming up? Now, millions of dollars are getting lost because we don't really know as an owner where our warranties are up to. How about just getting better at maintaining our buildings and knowing how we could utilize a workforce that perhaps aren't employees anymore, but like Uber, we've activated the local community or we've activated a workforce through more of a share economy through our technology. So we show how a mobile device that could be used like a phone could be used then to go onto the building. I can wayfinds for me through the twin. Every single step that I take as a fixing up that device is recorded on the twin. Everything. So in the event of looking at what happened or where an incident happened, I can see it straight away. But that's just the beginning, because what we've then started to look at is how could we deploy blockchain technology in the way in which, say, a provider, a lift company, or a similar type company is servicing their lifts, rather than seeing it as sort of a very hard to see contractual arrangement. Could we put that all on the digital twin and see the relationship between provider, service provider, and owner, and just look at whether the lift is achieving its KPIs and do it all through a technology platform? So we're able to provide a completely new way for our industry to work.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Josh, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks.
My pleasure.
I'll be talking to Josh Ridley, who's the CEO and founder of Willow.